Hello, everyone. So I think Sharon gave a nice sharing last week on the joy of the gospel, and they've asked me to do chapter one. So she did the introduction last week, and I'm going to do chapter one, and I'm going to break it into two parts so that you don't get too tired listening to me. And for those of you who don't know me, my name is Larry Lenson. I came to the community 40-some-odd years ago as a rather rebellious and somewhat mischievous teenager. So I come before you today as a somewhat rebellious, slightly mischievous adult. So, the joy of the gospel. It's a great encyclical. I hope some of you have had a chance to read it. Or look at some of it, but I'm going to focus this week. I'm going to talk a little bit about it as it relates to us as individuals, and then next week I'm going to talk as how it relates to us as a community. And the Pope gets rather specific about parishes and communities as well. So chapter one is titled "The Church's Missionary Transformation." If you open up your Bibles. Matthew 28, 19 and 20. I think you're pretty familiar with this. It's the Great Commission, where Jesus says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to carry out everything I have commanded you, and know that I am with you always until the end of the world." As Pauline was sharing, I realized that she pretty much gave this talk. In personal testimony form, okay? So I'm just going to talk about a few things that stood out to me that the Pope is talking about in this chapter. And he starts out by talking about how Scripture shows that God challenges those who believe in Him to go forth. Okay, he talked Abraham, he had told him to set out for a new land in Genesis 12, 1 through 3. To Moses to lead his people to the promised land in Exodus 3:10, Jeremiah to go to all God would send him to in Jeremiah 1:7, and to us to go and make disciples and to reach the peripheries in need of the light of the gospel. The Pope talks about gospel joy as being missionary joy. He gave examples, the 72 felt it when they returned from their mission in Luke 10:17, and how Jesus felt it when he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and praised the Father for revealing himself to the poor and the little ones in Luke 10:21. How the first converts felt it at Pentecost when they heard the apostles preaching in their native languages. It is a sign that God has proclaimed and is bearing fruit, and it's a drive to keep pressing forward, always sowing good seed. It's a call to go to all places on all occasions without hesitation, reluctance, or fear. And as you listen to Pauline's testimony, if somebody hadn't done that for her, she would not have ended up here. We have to remember that we have to take the first step. Remember that the Lord takes the initiative, but we have to take the first step. And the key word here is we have to be involved. Okay? We have to be sowers, not just observers. And then he talks a little bit about what I describe as the characteristics of effective evangelization. Okay? And I'm just going to run through these, but first is to show mercy, and this is a core message of this papacy. And the Pope says, St. Thomas taught that as far as the external works are concerned, mercy is the greatest of all the virtues. In itself, mercy is the greatest of the virtues, since all of the others revolve around it, and more than this, it makes up for their deficiencies. In addition to showing mercy, we have to be supportive, have patient expectation, have apostolic endurance, be always concerned with fruit. I always tell my kids when I talk to them about living in the business world, never confuse effort with results. And I think the Lord is telling us, focus on the fruit. Be willing to sacrifice. be always filled with joy. Celebrate victory. I'm sure there were a few celebrations when Ray and Pauline and Jack and Pat, you know, came to the prayer meetings. Also, we have to realize that our audience may not understand the background of what we are saying. I go back to what Pauline was thinking about. What's a prayer meeting? Okay, so we have to be cognizant of that people we're talking to may not understand. And in so, you know, kind of corresponding to that is keep the message simple. It's Jesus Christ crucified and resurrected. We can't, but at the same time, not losing the depth of the truth. It's faith working through love. And realizing that, remembering that all teaching or evangelization ultimately must be reflected in what he says, the teacher's way of life. It's how we live. And he exhorts us to go forth to the fringes of humanity without rushing aimlessly to those who are needy, who cannot repay us, to the poor. Another strong message of Pope Francis. And finally, we must pursue those who are in need of a personal relationship with the Lord. And I want to talk about, kind of want to wrap up or conclude talking about two things. One is pursuit. Okay, so someone pursued Ray and Pauline. Okay, and I'll just give you a quick testimony. So I came, as I said, as a preteen. But when I was in high school, I was in the youth ministry, the high school youth ministry. I wasn't exactly a model member, little bit of a troublemaker. But my youth group leaders never gave up on me. They never shamed me, never judged me. I was always loved unconditionally, and they pursued me. So I went away to college, and I was invited to join the Charismatic Prayer Group at Texas A&M. I did so half-heartedly. But the other members, including my roommates, one of them sitting right over here, never gave up on me, but continued to call me on and love me. My second year, I was invited to join a men's household down in College Station, which I ultimately did extremely reluctantly. Matter of fact, I tried several ways to get out of it and retained a bit of the rebelliousness. If you want details, talk to Mike later. But again, my housemates never gave up on me, okay? Steve was one of those guys who didn't give up. They never stopped pursuing me. When I graduated and moved to Dallas, I was again invited to join a men's household. I'm like, does this ever stop? David can tell you about those details, okay? I did so reluctantly, okay? And my housemates continued to pursue me and witness, okay, by their lives. And so my challenge for us is let us never stop pursuing those God puts in our path, okay? And they may be somebody we know, kind of who knows the Lord. I knew the Lord, but I kept running. It may be people that don't know the Lord at all. But we need to be relentless and tireless in our pursuit. And so my exhortation is get involved. Move out of our comfort zones. I don't know what kind of comfort zone the lady who talked to Pauline had to get out of in order to witness to her, invite her to a prayer meeting. Okay, I think about when my dad was in the hospital in the fall. He was in the hospital for 3 weeks. And I was amazed at how my mom and dad sat there and witnessed to countless people, healthcare workers primarily. Every stinking day they were witnessing. I'm like, how do you do this? You don't even know these people. So I was just, even after all these years, amazed. They got out of their comfort zone. They didn't let it stop them. So let's go forth, let's get involved, and let's tirelessly pursue these people. Amen.